So what's up, guys? Great morning. It's more Gaines, the official modern day alchemist. That's what I'm gonna label myself now. So I do have a YouTube channel and this Anchor podcast too. So I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about my day yesterday because it was very adventurous, and this week altogether is pretty adventurous. But yesterday, so you know, I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we get some pretty strange weather up here, especially whenever the seasons are going to be changing. You know, we get like really strange weather. It'll go from like really nice, you know, and then the next day or even the same day, it'll drop down to a crazy cold temperature. Like it actually happened yesterday. It was, it wasn't yesterday. It was actually the day before yesterday. And it was really nicer in the morning. Like it was like 50 some degrees. And then later on at night, you know, they were calling for snow, and we ended up getting like, you know, less than a foot, but you know, we still got a lot of snow. I had issues getting in and out of my neighborhood, too. So it was actually pretty fun because I almost decided not to go to the gym yesterday, because of the snow. And I'm sure a lot of people decided not to because the roads weren't that great, and they only got worse like all the way through the afternoon. Until the roads got salted and plowed and everything. So I was able to successfully leave my neighborhood, but once I was done with the gym, I was not successfully able to get back into my neighborhood, and I still had to get to work. So I ended up having to park my car at the convenience store closest to my house and then walking up to my house, thankfully catching a ride from one of my relatives because he was in the same direction, and then after that, I had to walk back down to my car to go to work. So it was definitely an adventure, and like, I need new boots. You know, I'm wearing boots that aren't really the greatest in the snow. They're getting wet and everything. And then, you know, I stop over another relative's house to take care of some things that I need to take care of for myself. And, So often I like to talk about, you know, pursuing your goals and like going for your dreams and like whatever you're passionate about, you know, you got to just go for it. And this is sort of kind of where I'm going to go towards on this topic, just because I'm experiencing this a lot more this week, you know, trying to stay true to what I'm doing and, you know, really just not letting others' judgment get to me and stop me from what I've been pursuing, you know, since I found out that this is what I want to do. So, at the beginning of the week, I had someone close to me question, you know, pretty much my purpose, you know, what I've decided to do for the rest of my life. And that's okay. You know, it happens. I've had it happen plenty of times before. It's not a problem. I don't even take it personal anymore. It's more motivating, like, because I know that it's not me. Like, this happens to everybody that is, you know, anyone that is, you know, you're on the right track is what I'm trying to say. Whenever people are, you know, they're not necessarily trying to bring you down because, you know, this particular person isn't trying to bring me down. They're just, you know, genuinely concerned. But you'll have that. You'll have people that are trying to bring you down, and you'll have your people that are concerned about you as well. So just make sure you know the difference between the two, because you gotta determine how you're gonna react to that situation. And this person in particular is not out to get me or anything like that. They're actually care quite a bit about me, and vice versa, obviously. So, you know, it's not really personal. It's just, you know, this person thinks how they think, and I think how I think, and that's just it. You know, we're all different, and I'm on my own personal journey, and I know what I want to do, and that's what I'm doing. You know, I just really want to let you guys know that you're going to have a lot of people that are going to say things, do things, whatever, and it's gonna be hard to get over some of those things, or you're gonna have to find new ways to deal with things while you're pursuing, you know, your passion or whatever it is. Maybe you have multiple passions, because some of us don't just love one thing. I mean, I don't just love one thing. There are, you know, certain things that I'm good at and that I love to do. And, you know, maybe I'm, you know, making a living off of and making an income off of, but there are other things as well that I enjoy doing. So I know that all of us, we don't just have one thing. I know I'm sure that plenty of us have lots of things. So just find what you really want to do in your life, because if you think that we were just born to go to school, go to school again, pay a lot of money for it, and come out just working for the rest of our lives, and then coming home and just wondering like what we're doing it all for, and just complaining about our lives and complaining about our jobs that we hate, then you are just mistaken. Like, that's just the plain facts. You're just mistaken, because life isn't meant to be lived that way. You know, you guys gotta experience stuff. You gotta go out there. You gotta just do things, because there's, you're born, and then there's, you die. And you have control over everything that you do in between. And if you decide to do something that you hate for your life, and you're just miserable and just like wondering what you're doing, and like you feel directionless, why? You don't have to feel that way. You know, you should really just go and do what you want to do. Like, the only thing that's stopping you is you. You can think of all these excuses and, you know, whatever you can think of that you're going to tell yourself that is stopping you from pursuing everything that you want. And I'm not saying that you need to get everything you want overnight. I'm saying you can take some action now. Whatever the action is, it could be anything. It could be a very small step in the right direction. It doesn't matter. You can't change your circumstances overnight, but you can change your direction. So that's really what I want to tell you guys, is don't give up on what you love. Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's 5 things. It doesn't matter if it's 10 things. It doesn't matter if it's 2 things. Whatever it is that you love, I think that you should go for it, however it works for you. Because just because you're interested in a similar thing that maybe somebody else is doing, maybe you can take some tips from them, but you don't got to do it exactly like they do it. You know, you're unique. Do it the way you're going to do it. That's what your purpose is. Like, you're an individual, you have unique characteristics and qualities and things about you that make you special. So you should embrace them and you should utilize them, because it's not selfish and it's not wrong. It's probably the best thing that you can do, because then you become more of yourself, grow into yourself better as a person. You love yourself, you're confident. And usually, while you're in pursuit of doing the things that you love and figuring out who you are and doing all this experiencing and exploring and everything, you know, the ultimate payback is whenever you give service to others. So usually your gift, whatever your purpose is, typically there's a way that you can utilize it to serve others. And, you know, whenever you serve others is whenever you truly are, you know, wealthy and rich and everything. So if you can find a way to utilize your gift that will serve others, then I think you'll be in a really great position. And remember, it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it takes a while. Everybody's different. You know, just pursue the things that you want, because, I mean, you're born and you die. Like, what are you gonna do in between? That's pretty much it. So yesterday was like another one of those days where I had that close person to me not really ask me about, you know, maybe what I was doing for the rest of my life, but maybe my choices of certain other things. So just, but it had to do with basically the same topic. So could have been another blow to me, but at the same time, it's not. It's because I know what I'm doing. I understand what I'm doing, and that's all that matters. You know, it's not up to anybody else if they understand. It's not up to them if it makes them happy. It's not up to them for anything. It's my life, it's my choices, and there's going to be a lot of people that disagree, and that's okay, you know, and especially if it's the people I love, that's okay too. I still love them, and they still love me. That doesn't make us, you know, less close or anything like that. It's just, you see something a certain way, I see it a different way. You live your life how you want to, I live mine how I want to. You know, we're fortunate enough to live in America, and we get to do this stuff, so that's what I wanted to talk about, guys. Yesterday was a super awesome day. After that experience with my super close person to me, I actually ended up... Sorry about that, guys. So anyway, yesterday, yeah, my day was very eventful, you know. It was tricky trying to get around with the snow and everything. That was pretty fun. And, you know, the typical stuff with, you know, friends and family members and doubters and stuff. You know, every day something comes up, but it's okay. You keep on going. You never quit. You never stop. And that's really what I wanted to share with you guys today. So yesterday was awesome. I got a lot more to do today. I don't know when I'll be back on here for you guys, but if you took the time to listen, I just want to say thank you very much and stay tuned for my next podcast. Have a great day.